Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. It is a Friday night here. Friday, April the 9th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Angie Evers and Sean Kraft. And the question is, what do you take your neighbors when you want to make a good impression on them when you first move into a neighborhood? 740-383-9944. And how do we sound tonight? Now, tomorrow, if you've been having antenna issues, as long as the weather holds out, tomorrow morning we should be fixing the antenna issues. So hopefully by this time tomorrow night, everything will be as it was, hunky-dory, in the antenna department.
I just thought of something. A fruit basket.
Well, fruit baskets, that's nice.
But not everybody likes fruit. You want to get in good.
Black,
go ahead,
white.
Caller.
Black, white.
Yeah. Scott, nobody said this, but I found the penultimate answer.
Go ahead.
Of course, it's bath tissue.
Oh, toilet paper.
But we're not, just get one of those, like, 24 packs from Sam's Club that I buy and just bring one over. You will be friends with your neighbors for life.
Well, I think it could work. So how are we sounding tonight, Adam?
Distorted at times, but, I mean, the muddiness is better. Sometimes the callers are overmodulated, but for the most part, it's pretty decent.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Also about the great ketchup shortage of 2021, maybe just ketchup packets. You can just seal them from McDonald's or something. Just
I think
take
that
this
might
entire
be man-made.
Bin and just, you know, and just, like confetti, just throw them at your neighbors and have it land on the porch. They'll love you for that, too.
Didn't they have a chocolate shortage that went, whoa.
Ketchup's the new thing. I don't know what the deal is with that, but.
So we had toilet paper.
I think bath tissue, because it's wrapped, so, I mean, it's not like it's been used, so that certainly would be a good gift. Everybody uses it.
Are we having a shortage with toilet paper anymore? No. There was never a toilet paper shortage. People just went and bought it.
The ketchup is the main thing now, like the ketchup packets, which I don't fully understand.
There was a toilet paper shortage.
But Ted the Golden Voice talks about it every hour.
What's that?
Stop buying all the toilet paper.
Well, that's right. Stop buying it.
So
there was never a shortage.
And just give it to the neighbors. I mean, everybody uses it.
Well, I'll look into that, Adam.
I think that would be a good housewarming gift, because people might be on a diet, or have a dietary concern, so a chocolate cake may be enjoyed by some people, but not others. But I think a practical gift is always good. It's non-perishable, too. A cake, you wouldn't want it to sit out in the hot weather, but the bath tissue can kind of just sit there until they're ready to use it.
That sounds good. Good idea. Thank you, Adam.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Well, we've got cookies and bath tissue as a gift for the neighbors. 740-383-9944.
You forgot what I said.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Like a promotional item, something that like you would get.
Yeah, but I, you know.
And you forgot what I said. I said a fruit basket.
I haven't really been paying attention to too much what you two have been saying.
Oh, is he?
Well, I'm just. Oh, now, wait a second. Yeah. We got an update, though. Who was the pastor?
Pastor James.
Pastor James. And he did pastor at the Martell Church, Methodist.
Yeah.
I remembered him. He likes Broadway show tunes.
Okay. Maybe you guys can go to New York together.
Well, I don't really care for him. He was just telling me some of his interests.
Oh.
He's a younger guy.
Younger guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is that guy?
Probably our age.
No, I don't think he's that. He's not that old. I think he's probably about 30, 31, 32 years old.
You think?
I think so.
What school did he go to?
Well, I didn't get that deep. I've only met him twice.
At the, well, whatever you call it for my dad.
Yeah, that event. I was there. Yeah.
Did you see him at the house sometime?
He stopped by the house a couple times. Oh, no, I didn't see him.
I don't know if he came in. He may have just dropped by the front door.
Yeah, I believe it's called a memorial, right? When you don't have a funeral.
Maybe a memorial?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd call that a memorial.
Why not? I think it was great.
Well, I was there.
Yeah, they had the pictures of Charlie and
his ashes. It was kind of weird because it was outside and it was just kind of, I don't think anybody knew what to do because of the pandemic. And
yeah, we couldn't go inside because there's so many people.
Yeah, they wouldn't allow us in the church. We kind of just somebody threw something together.
That's what we had from my uncle. It's the same thing. We had something outside. We didn't have it in the house or nothing. My uncle was the same way.
First of all, that thing for your uncle, you know, that was embarrassing.
I mean, it was. You wrote a letter.
I did write a letter. I did not attend that. But that was embarrassing. It was a cookout.
Well, you still have food when you have a memorial.
That, first of all, I don't even think they'd paid the money to get the ashes there yet.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. I can't.
There was a collection going up that day to try to pay for the ashes. That was horrible. What a way to go out.
I don't know.
I have life insurance, so that way if I do die, my kids do not have to worry about that.
Yeah, I have life insurance, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm all for life insurance.
I guess glad I had my life insurance paid up, huh? I could have died on a last heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you die during this COVID era, there ain't going to be anything anyway.
Why not?
But people won't allow it. Funeral homes get very tense, and they put restrictions on people, and it's...
I didn't think it was like that anymore now.
Oh, yes.
They lifted all that.
Oh, where did they lift that?
The governor lifted all that. Governor DeWine.
No.
Huh?
No sanctions have been lifted yet, not until... I think, what do you say? It's per 100,000 people. The number of infections has to go something. There's a ratio.
How come those all these event people are planning all these events now?
Yeah, like the Ohio State Fair, which isn't going to be open, but you can't go in?
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? I don't understand that either.
I like the Ohio State Fair.
Yeah, they're doing it so that kids can do their agriculture things that they didn't do last year.
4-H.
So there's no concerts there?
Nope. No concerts, no rides, no food, nothing like that.
Okay.
So they certainly have not opened things back up. No more than they did last year. They can't stop you.
Then what's all these all these races and stuff that are happening? Like drag racing and all that's open. And then, what is it, NASCAR? They're letting people in NASCAR, I think?
Well, states have always controlled this. It's never been the federal government.
So really it's the state that don't want to do the state fair.
No, I think the state fair ultimately made that decision.
Right. So if I want to do an event at the fairground and open it up, I can, because there's no restrictions. It's your own decision.
Mask mandate is still in place. So I don't know. It depends.
But is our fair still going on, Marion County?
They said it was. I don't
What about the popcorn festival?
Who knows? They haven't said yet.
Last year was canceled, but this year it might not be.
People can do what they want, I guess. I don't know. It's their own business.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, maybe you can't go in like at the fair unless you have your paperwork.
Maybe that's what these people can have these events, but I guarantee you attendance is going to be down. Because there are people who are going to stay home.
Yeah, I mean, of course. You know, people don't want the corona. I don't blame them.
So, I mean, people can be adamant about fighting things all they want. You know, if you open up and operate at a loss, that's ultimately going to hurt you worse than just not having it.
Yeah. I'm not sure how all that's going to work. Yeah. I mean, who pays for the fair? The county, I guess?
I don't know.
Who are fair?
Is it sponsored?
No, it's... Well, there are sponsors, but also they make money off attendance.
Like tickets and stuff to get in.
Right.
But they do a lot of promotions, like giving canned goods and senior day and...
Well, who knows what'll happen, but would people... Anybody out there listening now, are you ready to attend events again? Or are you still skeptical? You know, it's not really whether people can... It's like restaurants. You know, they open back up the restaurants, but they certainly are not as busy as they were before. So
some of them are now.
I have not been to a restaurant that I have thought was as busy.
Oh no, not as busy like before, but they are getting more open, more busier now. If you go to like on Saturday night, go in Columbus or Polaris, yeah, they're pretty busy. Even the mall, the Polaris Mall, is about to pick back up.
Have you been there since they've had the shootings?
Yeah, two of them. I've been there since after that. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Now they have guards walking around a lot now.
Do they?
With guns, yeah. I see them all the time there.
The Polaris Mall was busy at Christmas, but I don't see where they have lifted their restrictions.
The Polaris Mall? I don't know. It's always busy there now. Now the stores are controlling their own. Like, they have, like, block-offs, and they only allow a certain amount of people in the stores at the time.
Well, they were doing that at Christmas.
Right. Yeah,
so I think that's why they're controlling it now.
Right, but I don't know how that's changed any since the holidays, when it was bad.
Oh, that I don't know. I just know it's been... I've been there recently. The Polaris Mall and Eastern Mall has been pretty busy. Even the movie theaters...
Well, I said they were busy at the holidays. Very busy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievably busy.
But the movie theaters, was really dead. But now this is picking back up. I just watched that Kong, whatever it is. Kong versus something. What is it? Hong Kong, whatever that is. That new movie just came out. Because before they was playing like all these reruns, like old movies.
Huh.
Yeah, now they're finally getting the new movies out. So.
Yeah, because they probably put a halt on production of the movies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, people will do ultimately what they want to do, but I don't think attendance is going to be up. I think that's why people are making these decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Kong versus Hong Kong. That's what it is. It's a new movie out, yeah. It was pretty good. Pretty good movie.
I don't have TV right now, so I haven't seen any...
reruns or any, like, advertisements?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah.
It just depends who you are. I mean, churches are open. People seem to think Easter went okay. Hopefully it did.
Yeah. So do you have, like, a Roku or anything like that?
Well, I mean, like, I have... What do I have? I have Dish, but I just put it on hold for right now.
Oh, okay. You should get, like, Roku, because Scott can set it all up for you. You get, like, all these free TV shows and everything.
I can put it... Well, I can get on, what? I have Netflix.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I just... I'm, like, never home, so... Yeah, I don't watch TV.
Yeah, might as well pay for something you can watch. Yeah.
Right.
I can't watch movies. Movies put me to sleep. Especially movies now. I just can't.
Yeah, they're not like they used to be. Like, sitcoms, they don't have any sitcoms anymore. They're all off to, what is it, reality now.
I could watch a half-hour sitcom. I just can't watch a two-hour movie. And I going to a movie theater to watch one, the movies, I couldn't tell you the last good movie I saw. It's been years and years and years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you like that kind of movie or not, like Hong Kong.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No, just, I mean, I don't, I want to see a movie where there's more than something blowing up. I mean, anybody can blow something up.
Yeah, they don't make good movies like they used to, because all the good stuff's gone. Yeah.
I mean, I look at all the old superhero movies, and people were actually, there was a plot. I mean, you knew what they were doing. It wasn't just constantly 2 hours of people blowing stuff up. I don't know what these movies are about nowadays. And just blowing stuff up, people getting killed, people getting...
shot.
I don't understand it. We wonder why there's a problem. You know, we had a big discussion this week about Stand Your Ground on this station and Conceal Carry. And it got heated between Glenn and Terry Klein over that discussion.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, one felt one way and one felt the other.
Oh. Hmm. I mean, a lot of states are going to Stand Your Ground now.
So, but does that mean, like... if somebody comes on your property, you can just shoot them?
Well, you gotta make sure you shoot to kill. Because if they stay alive, then they have a chance of winning the case. It's called shoot to kill.
Now, see?
So, I mean, that's what Stand Your Ground means. If you don't, if they stay alive, they have a chance of suing you.
Yeah, but what if you shoot somebody who was not attacking you?
Well, I mean, I understand. I mean, there's laws, but, I mean... but look at how many shootings in Florida. They had standing ground rules for, years now in Florida. It's been like that for a long time.
But people in Florida seem to get away with things. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you have to have a just cause if I think years ago, you know, you had to pull somebody in your house if you, you know, if, you know.
What are people so scared of?
Well, you know, the bad times are coming.
Oh, God.
No, seriously.
Hey, you want to get a shot on Linda's show. She is a guy, the end of the world's coming so often.
Well, I mean, this is different than the end of the world. I'm talking about we have bad things are heading away. History repeats itself. Look how many years, 100 years now since,
Spanish flu.
Spanish flu, and so everything's
well, we did that again. We lived.
What I'm saying, though, is... Look at the what was that crime years and years ago when we fought each other? What was that when everybody was fighting each other? What was that called? When the North and the South was...
The Civil War?
Civil War. Yeah, so think about it. How many years ago was that since the Civil War?
Now, why would we have a Civil War now? The North, not, we don't have any big differences between
them. No, it's not the Civil War. I'm just saying it's going to be like the Civil War. People's going to be fighting each other because we're going to have shortage of food. Stuff like that's going to happen, so...
And why is this?
It's just the way the Antichrist is coming, and you know.
Okay. Yeah. I think you should write a book. you just said made absolutely no sense.
No, it does.
Zero.
I'm telling you, it's not fiction. Zippo. It's not fiction either. It's going to happen. Mark my word. History repeats itself. We're going to have shortages on food. Look at it. Go on the internet. It's going to happen.
They're going to ration our food, maybe.
People want to be breaking into people's houses because they want to survive. You know, it's going
to... Why do I want to break into somebody's house to survive?
Because if you don't have the food...
Well, why would they have food?
Because people are doing, they are buying this food that can last at least, you know, a couple of years at a time. And, you know, like rice, because rice can last a while. And they put it in and they seal it up and put it in like a container.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
I don't like rice, so I wouldn't break into somebody's house to steal rice.
No, it's not just rice. It's like it'd be like other different kind of. I just use rice for a sample.
I don't care what people do.
But this is what happened. When people are starving, they'll do anything.
Okay.
They will.
Why do you feel there's going to be a food shortage?
It, probably because the way the world's going. I mean, look at China, for example. They have the biggest. Well, almost the biggest army now, and then they have a new submarine, the biggest submarine in the world. They just built. Did you read that?
I'm just confused on. Maybe this is somebody with some clarity on some issues here.
He's supposed to be a teacher.
Go ahead, caller. I wouldn't be teaching that; they'd fire me. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that's stand your ground. That doesn't automatically give you the right to shoot.
Oh well, explain that to us.
Well, I don't know exactly how to explain it, but here's a case that was in Florida just a few years back. This old man walked up to this woman and was getting on her for parking in a handicapped parking place. And her boyfriend, or husband, whatever, he came out of the store, and he come up there, and he pushed that guy real hard, and that guy fell backwards. He went back about 10, 15 feet. Well, that guy pulled his gun, and then the guy that pushed him started backing up from him. It was on camera and stuff. Well, he went ahead and shot him. Well, he was convicted. If he would have shot him at the exact moment he was pushing him, maybe he would have got by. But the guy had done pushed him. He was down on the ground. When he pulled his gun, the guy wasn't close enough to him to hit him or hurt him or anything, and he backed up, and he went ahead and shot. So, you know, his life was not in danger at that time.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness for those cameras.
But, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
But, he was convicted of it. So, you know, just because it's, you know, it don't give you an automatic license to kill. But the reason why they say shoot to kill is, you know, when you're dealing with a handgun and even, you know, a 20 feet, 10 foot radius, if you try to shoot somebody's kneecap or something like that, there's a good chance you're going to miss. You don't pull the gun unless you're going to shoot.
Don't Don't you
and
think, though?
And then when you shoot so, not necessarily kill, but you want to get rid of the threat.
Yeah, but don't you think that if we are having a disagreement and I whip out a gun, don't you think all of a sudden there's going to be tension there immediately that there would not have been if that had not happened?
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you have a gun, you know, you might pull yours too, you know.
And there you go.
Just back in the old Cowboys and Indians days.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, criminals, you know, before Stand Your Ground and before Concealed Carry, you know, they pretty much knew that if you was out in public, you didn't have no gun. The only way before you was allowed to defend yourself was in your car or in your home.
Now you can be anywhere.
You know, now you can take your gun in, you know, almost, you know, most places. You can be at the park with your gun or something like that, but...
Unless it's stated that you can't take one in.
Yeah, unless it's stated you can't take one in. But, yeah. You know, at first, you've seen a lot of that. Now, I can't remember last time I seen a sign up that said, you know, no guns inside.
Meyer's store has one.
Well, Mike, yeah, I haven't noticed it, but...
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I thank you for the clarity. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. There's a lot of ambiguity in that whole Stand Your Ground thing, and I just think if you pull a gun on somebody, the situation is immediately going to escalate, no matter what the disagreement is.
It doesn't matter what kind of, you know, if you're in a fight, there's going to be a lot of tension anyway. But I guess the idea is if the other person doesn't have a gun, you should walk away.
I don't know.
Don't try to take the gun away from them, or you make the person more angry than they already are. So basically, you don't want to threaten the other person's life that has a gun. You just want to try to get away as best you can if you want to.
Well, I'm not sure why they have a gun on you anyway.
Well, I mean, we're in the times now that the world's crazy.
Like people carrying concealed carries?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure what...
I mean, I'm getting my CCW.
Okay. But I'm not sure... Well, it's good you have life insurance. What I'm saying is I don't understand why people feel so threatened. You know, I guess if you've been attacked, you could understand. I could understand why you would feel threatened. But if you have not been attacked, what are you paranoid of? See, that to me is a sign of paranoia. And if you're paranoid, then you first time somebody does come up on you and you don't even know that they're out to get you, you're going to whip that out. That's one of the problems.
Well, yeah, you don't know who's carrying a gun and who's not, because that's why it's called concealed. So you don't know when somebody's carrying a gun.
So what I'm saying, what is the point?
I think everybody should have a gun.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, I mean I think everybody should carry a gun, or at least have one in their house or something.
And this will do what?
Well, when the time comes, you know.
Oh, we're back to that. When the time comes,
Google it. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's just never made. You know, it just hasn't caught up yet. It's going to be there. It's coming. I know I sound like the end of the world guy, but that's not what. Scott's like looking at me like.
Well, I just think that it's we have been through awful times in this country. And I don't foresee any awful times coming anytime soon, especially with the awful time we just came off of pandemic.
Well, look at the government we have going on right now. The government is awful. Our government is awful right now that we have in there.
You have to give me some reasoning on that.
It's just, I mean, think about it. I mean, you know... Look what's happening. It's people are just, yeah, I understand that, you know, we have, you know, the pandemic and everything was there, but our government that we have right now is not doing nothing. What has Biden done since he's been in office?
More vaccinations have went out in the last 2 months than went out in the prior six.
But who started that? Donald Trump already started the vaccination before he even got in the office.
Not the execution of the vaccination.
Huh?
Not the execution. The vaccinations were not getting to the states. Now they are.
But it would have been. But he had it started. He got it all started. Why didn't he?
Well, I guess if you would look at December and you would look at January and the difference, you would notice it.
Okay, but...
I mean, I think people started getting their vaccinations in December, but not very... Like, the vaccine wasn't, like, readily available.
No.
But you have to stop and think about it. The Democrats were trolling the House and causing Donald Trump not to get pass anything, too.
There's no bill to send vaccinations to states.
But I know, but he was getting blocked on in getting blocked on everything.
Like what?
Everything he was trying to do, they blocked him. They didn't give him a chance to do anything.
Like what?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that he was trying to do. I mean, you know, he tried to... Huh?
Give me that list.
Well, there was different stuff. You know, there was, you know, they tried to, you know, he tried to get different bills passed and taxes lowered and
taxes stuff. Did get lowered.
Yeah, but not what he wanted.
It was they were for the rich people. They were for exactly for who he wanted.
Well, I mean, rich people does create jobs.
Highest unemployment rate ever when he left.
Well, yeah, but.
got any more?
No, I don't think it was the highest.
The highest since the Great Depression.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah.
I'll have to look at the...
Please do.
Yeah. We'll have to look into that. I don't think it was the highest. When?
In January. January 20th.
Well, that's because, like I said, they didn't let him do his job. They kept blocking him on everything.
Like?
Huh?
Like?
You know, like, you know, if he wanted to pass a bill about, you know, helping these companies out and stuff like that, and then, you know... Trying to bring in the, you know, passing the money for the, you know, bailouts and stuff like that. They would not let him, they would turn it down, his bills, every time.
He tried to get the $1,200 and the Republicans said no, not the Democrats in the House.
The Democrats in the House?
Democrats in the House were along with that, $1,200. As a matter of fact, they wanted the $1,200.
Yeah, that, but I'm talking about the other bills that he tried to pass, like he wanted to, you know, help out different states, bail out different companies. They would not let him do that.
Where was that bill? Where was that legislation?
I think it was like a couple times after his term. After he started. I mean, not after his term, but after when he first started, he tried to pass some of that. And they kept blocking.
There wasn't a Democratic House when he started. First 2 years, it was Republican.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't seen right when he started. I'm talking about in his years that he was.
So why in the middle would he need to do these bailouts?
I don't know why he waited so long that he tried to do some of the bailouts, but he tried and he got blocked.
I don't know. We're only 3 months into this president, so.
But this president doesn't even, he can't even read a prompter correctly.
Is that part of the job? I mean, I don't know. No, I'm confused.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just not a big Biden fan. As you guys know, I'm not a Biden fan. But, you know, I'm not. That's not a Biden fan. I mean, I think he's the only president that fell down steps. I mean, come on.
No, Gerald Ford fell down many times.
Oh, did he? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see what he can do.
I don't know. I think people are silly. I think more people have vaccinations now than have ever had. And you can put that up on anybody, but it's done.
So you don't think Donald Trump, if he would have won the election, you don't think we would have the same scenario as right now?
I do not give a direct opinion on anything on the air, but factually, what I do know is there is tape of Donald Trump saying that there's no such thing as a pandemic in the beginning. Matter of fact, he said it many times.
Yeah, and he changed his mind.
Well, I think when he got it. Go ahead, caller.
Well, at least Biden don't stand there and look at you and lie to you, and they'll keep a straight face like Trump lied all the time.
So now, do you believe Trump didn't lie?
I didn't say Trump didn't lie. All presidents lie, I think.
I think there's a little difference there.
Well, past what all presidents do, stand there and lie to you and...
Yeah, there's all politics
lie.
all politics to lie about something somewhere down the line. So, I mean, you know, that's just the way it goes, I guess.
Well, I guess if you want your leaders to be liars, I mean, that's fine. But to me, I like somebody kind of tells you the truth.
Oh, no, I mean, I don't like anybody.
Somebody like
money.
A mayor, I mean, yeah. We can vote a different mayor in if you want somebody. But if you want a guy that comes on there, he comes on the radio quite a bit, and he tells you how it is.
Yeah.
And tells you you can think you've heard the truth because you haven't heard lie after lie after lie from him.
Yeah, I mean, I think all the politics should be honest, but they're, you know, of course they're not. But I mean, of course everybody wants the honest people in the office.
Well, that's the big difference for me. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, there was a little difference of opinion.
Oh, yeah, everybody has their own opinion.
Yeah, but I don't like when people say all politicians lie, because I've been friendly with a lot of politicians, and I don't know that they have all lied.
Well, I retract my, what I said, I meant most of them do. They don't, because that's the only way they can get things done.
I think there's a difference between a lie and continual nonstop over and over and over and over lies. I think there's a big difference.
Are you referring to Donald Trump?
I don't know. If you take that as Donald Trump, well then there must be a problem there.
No, that's what I was trying to get you to say, because I knew that's who you were referring to.
No, I have said to Glenn many times, I don't think his lying was his biggest issue. I think a lot of times he just told stories to get people angry. I think that's what he was trying to do a lot of the time. But you just have to be factual in your politics. You just report it factually. You don't go on and give your opinion and mask it as a fact. And a lot of times that was done.
Oh, I agree. I'm not saying I'm not saying Donald Trump was perfect at all. He had flaws. You know, look at all the other presidents, but they all have flaws.
See, but I don't like that. See, but that's when we're talking about somebody specifically, and then we go, but everybody else.
Well, they do.
Yeah, but I deal with human beings on a specific level. You know, if you ask me about somebody, and I'll tell you about that person, I don't, you know, when I don't, if my food is cold in a restaurant, I don't go, but every restaurant in this country at sometimes has cold food.
They do.
But I'm concerned with that restaurant.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying it happens in life. I mean, you can't...
So you think there's no different equivalency between people? That everybody lies the same? Everybody tells the truth?
I didn't say everybody lies, but I'm just saying certain categories they do.
Yeah, but how are you supposed to delineate anything?
You can't. You just have to...
Well, you can.
How?
Well, just... You bring up a person, you say, okay... What did this person do good? What did this person do bad? How honest was this person? Where do we know that they lied? Where do we know that they told the truth? What were they lying about?
Okay, that's true in a way, but I'm saying on every president level, not every president, they have a fib about something.
Right, but why does that make it okay?
It doesn't mean okay. I don't think it's okay, but I'm just saying it happens.
Okay.
That's all I was saying.
But let's get back to the current times.
Mm-hmm.
So where is that?
Like right now?
So you think that the 4 years of President Trump were the same as every other president?
No, I don't think it was the same. But the fibs, or what do you want to call it? Not really lying, I guess, but fibs, and not telling the whole truth about everything going on. It's happened just about every president goes through that.
At the same rate?
Not the same rate. I'm just saying it happens.
So if one person tells one fib and one person tells 4,500 fibs, that's the same.
I never said it was the same. I'm just saying it happens.
Well, I'm confused then. Now tell me then about what you're saying. No, I'm saying Trump compared to these other presidents you're referring to.
Well, he maybe had a little bit more fibs than they have maybe, but... Again, he wasn't a politician. He was, you know, a businessman that probably didn't know all the laws. But, you know, so was it Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan had been governor of California.
But he was an actor, though.
But he'd been governor of California.
Yeah, governor. So he knew a little bit more, I guess. But Donald Trump was never in politics.
Well, so, people made their decisions in November.
He learned as he went.
People made their decisions in November.
I voted for him.
A lot of people didn't. He'd still be there.
I voted for him twice.
That's not true. That's a lie. Now, you could be a politician.
That's right. I played that one.
But you know what?
That was a pretty good, wasn't it?
But people are... I've noticed something about Donald Trump, though. People who... they really have a hard time defending him.
Who?
Everybody.
Donald Trump?
Yeah. They get into it. They get into it with people, and then they have to back it up a little bit because they. I mean, it's hard to defend certain things.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that, like I said, he didn't know all. I mean, obviously, his cabin and everybody was not feeding him the right information all the time, and of course, the Twitter was really. Yeah, they should have took his Twitter away, honestly.
They have now.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah, the Twitter was a little outrageous.
But was Izzy making his own platform?
I don't know. You don't hear much from him anymore.
Yeah, I saw something on Facebook about that. Making his own
platform. I don't know if that's a...
I think what after happened at the Capitol, I think that was... that certainly didn't happen with every other president, and actually did not happen with any other president.
About what?
What happened at the Capitol.
Oh, you mean the people attacking the Capitol? Yeah. Yeah, that was on call for.
I don't think any other president ever got up at a rally and did that.
Yeah, that was not good for him to do that. I like I said, I don't agree with everything he done. I really don't.
Well, in the end, it's a new day.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't know, people get very upset about politics.
See, I don't. I don't get upset at all.
Well, people do. People take it personally because when people lose who they want to win, they take that personally.
Yeah, see,
don't you see Trump signs in people's yards still?
Yeah, and flags. I see flags. Yeah. I was actually in the parade one day and down on 71 or 270, I think. Yeah.
A Trump parade?
Yeah.
We saw what was it? A mannequin person.
Yeah, on somebody's porch.
Right.
Oh, really? Wow.
And where were we in Pennsylvania? Somewhere.
But you know what? Everybody can. And this is America. You can vote for whoever you want to. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I do think at some point you have to look at the people's frailties. So and you got to be honest with yourself.
I know you probably won't answer this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. did you like that one? Who's been your favorite president? I mean, at all. I know you wasn't born some of them, but I'm saying, who's your favorite president since you've been a teacher? Who do you think has been the best president, like, all time?
I don't know. There are different people for different reasons.
So you don't think we ever have, like, a best one ever that done everything to the book?
I think certain people have done a lot of good, and I think other people did not do a lot of good.
Yeah.
The one job a president has is to make the country feel good and get along.
And safe, right?
Well, I don't know that you can ever really make it feel safe.
I mean, Donald Trump tried to build that wall.
I think when you can get everybody to get along and not sow anger into people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should. I think we should build the wall still. I mean, I think whoever's the next president, I know this administration is not going to build it.
But didn't you see where somebody, like, dropped a couple kids off over the wall?
Yeah, I saw that. That's horrible.
I didn't...
Yeah, they were like little kids.
In any event, we're about done. 6 minutes left in the program today. If you'd like to call in and give any opinion, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think about anything in the world? I think that talking politics is became so boring to me.
Really?
Because what I have found, people don't know anything.
What do you mean? You don't know
people
anything?
Will just say broad statements. And I think sometimes they confuse other people by saying those. I used to think that people knew what was truth and didn't know what was truth. But now I don't know.
Well, we have fact check now.
The people don't do it, though.
Yeah. But a lot of
there are people in jail all across this country who believe things that were not true.
I mean, the media is doing a lot better, I think.
I'm not talking about the media.
Oh, you just talk about people in general?
I'm talking about things people say and things people do that they think doesn't have harm. I don't think people ever intentionally set out to harm people, but I think they do misinform people.
Oh,
and when
yeah.
you misinform
yeah.
people, you create a big problem. You help undereducate a country, and you help get people angry at each other.
Oh, I agree.
I don't think manufacturing anger. Yeah. Why do we need to be at each other's throats?
Right. I agree to that. And these fake websites that go up every day, and people was reading on the internet way too much. It's crazy.
So I don't know. But it's been nice to not to talk politics for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, and I brought it up tonight. Darn it.
Well, I
guess I'm fired off the show, Angie.
Well, I just think people.
I won't be back on here anymore with you.
I just
well,
think
nice to
no.
Hear.
It's
but you
it's,
don't ever hear me talk politics.
No, it's a subject that you can't, because no matter where you live in the country, you know which way that area voted. And you know how people are going to take things.
Oh, yeah, you do, yeah.
And that's... So it's a very... it's much more fun to discuss little things.
Than politics.
I just don't care.
I like talk of politics, because I just like to throw my opinion out there.
Well, opinions are okay. I just don't think that... like our caller, obviously had a difference of opinion.
Oh, absolutely. That's great. That's great. Nobody can agree on everything.
No, but
it,
I think...
It makes the world boring.
Right. Well, no, I don't want people to fight. I want people to agree more. They don't have to agree all the time, but I want them to agree more. I think sometimes people are just disagreeable to be disagreeable.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have... Well, that's because people have their own opinion.
No, I'm saying I think people just disagree to disagree.
Oh.
I think they don't... that they don't really feel that way, because I know people who are too smart to feel that way. So I know that it's a show. And I don't like that show. Now, the other day, between Glenn and Terry, that was not a show. They really had a difference of opinion, and everybody listening knew it. And you can't manufacture that. That's real tension. When it's manufactured tension, people are smart enough to know that that's manufactured.
Oh, you mean just disagree to disagree.
To
see what the other person's reaction is going to be.
Right, and it doesn't... Most people, the other person knows that's what's going on.
Yeah.
So they just don't continue with it.
Right, they just drop and...
But that, the other day, was a genuine, for anybody who heard it, disagreement. And it was good, because they both understood their opinions. And there wasn't a right or a wrong in the end of it. It was two people's opinions who were completely different.
What was it about again?
Guns.
So, one person was against guns, one was...
I don't know that that was the argument. I think the argument was, should there be a stand-your-ground law? Which I don't think has anything to do with the ownership of guns. I think it has to do with the thought of being able to shoot somebody and ask questions later.
If your life feels threatened.
Well, does your life feel threatened all the time? I guess that depends on how paranoid you are of society.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Angie?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have any guns, so...
Yeah.
I just, you know.
Yeah. I'm getting a gun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, my daughter knows how to shoot a gun.
Does she?
Yeah, her dad has taught her. She's very good.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I shot a few guns in my life.
I
think it's fun just to go out and do target practice, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, people can do what they want.
Yeah, I mean, I don't just go out and just shoot. I go out, like, to, like, shooting ranges. I think it's fine. It's kind of a stress reliever.
See, I ain't got that kind of time. I got other things I got to do.
You should try some, though.
I don't... It's just not, you know...
It's not your alley?
I don't... Well, first of all, why?
Huh?
Why?
Oh, it's just like fishing. Except you're shooting a gun.
Fishing's relaxing. I don't know that that's relaxing to me.
You don't think guns relaxing?
No.
I like it. I think it's fun.
I don't care.
Shoot different guns and... Huh?
I say I don't care. I don't care. I mean, people can do what they want to do.
I mean,
it's like walking in a mall. I don't care to walk in a mall either. People who like to go walk malls, I think, why are you walking a mall?
Yeah. Well, it's hard to get the ammo right now. That's what the problem is. the ammo is off the shelf. So this administration needs to put it back on the shelf.
Oh, did they take it?
Yeah, it's like completely empty. They're not. A lot of the companies are not.
Fact check, folks. Fact check. Fact check.
When you go, no, seriously. Well, I've been into. What do you mean fact check?
Fact check.
No, I'm telling you, I've been into Cabela's. I've been in all these all these gun shops. They are they don't have a lot of ammo on the shelf.
Have you been to the gun store here in town on 309?
Not in 309, but I've been to Cabela's. I've been the all the ones in Polaris. Yeah, there's a lot of ammo and none on the shelves right now.
And you think the administration took that off?
No, I was just saying. I've seen this administration need to put it back on the shelf or something. They need to try to get the.
So who took it off?
I don't know who took it off. I don't know who made the decision.
So why would the administration put it back on?
Isn't it controlled by the government?
Private gun ownership?
No, the ammo and stuff. Isn't that controlled by...
No.
Are you sure?
The manufacturer of ammo, you think is controlled by the government?
Well, who controls it? How come the stores don't have...
The manufacturers?
Then who took all the guns away from Walmart at the time, then?
Walmart.
But then because of why?
Pandemic.
And yeah. Because the government says, hey.
No, the government didn't say anything.
Well, I thought that Walmart pulled their guns for a while because of the shooting.
Right. That's Walmart's
decision.
Because
there was a Walmart deadly shooting at Walmart.
So who took all the ammo off the shelves and stuff? Why ain't they getting any in stock?
Probably because they're not manufacturing it at a great enough speed. But that doesn't have anything to do with politics.
I thought it was something to do with the government.
They might have said that on Facebook.
Huh?
They might have said that on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll have to research
that. But not
that.
Reality.
Yeah, because, I don't know. I'll have to research that.
But the reality is this show is over. And
really?
I know. It's a tough one. All right, everybody, have a great night. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Show. Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387.